This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, because there's plenty of you out there, let me tell you. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, the Supreme Court, I know people take them way out of context. They give them way too much credit and authority. The Supreme Court wants to decide whether or not police can enter into your home to seize your guns. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Do you see, America, why they've been calling themselves Big Brother for decades in this country? Because they want you to believe that they really are. Where is the Supreme Court extracting or deriving this authority to suggest that they have the right to decide if cops can come into your home to seize your guns? We're going to be talking about that in just a moment, but here, I'll put a little salt on your tongue first and foremost. They don't have the right. This is called overreaching in a big, major way, and I'm about ready to show you that. You want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. We're already looking at Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, possibly Georgia right now. Again, if you want to do that and book us out, now is the time to do it. A 3-month window, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Subscribe there, okay? We have social media platforms over there as well, radio links as well. We're always going to be on that landing page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies to the mainstream media. That's what we're doing here. If I can be so candid as to share a personal note with you, I just shared this online just a couple minutes before the show, because, friends, literally, I can tell you this without a question as to what is going on in a major way. And again, I'm just trying to wake up the American people to understand that your First Amendment is under attack in a major way. In a major way. That's the only way they've gotten away with, friends. If one person taking the vaccination, the reason they've done that and the reason the person took it is because of the doctors that are being censored by big tech companies and the mainstream media. That's an attack on your First Amendment. And George Washington was right when he said, listen, if they can take away your First Amendment, you're going to be like sheep led to the slaughter. And it's exactly what's happening here. But on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I just posted this on a Facebook page. And all of this without any explanation. This is illegal as to what Facebook is doing, okay? I'm just talking about this platform in particular. I want everybody to understand that this ministry holds to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution, period. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, the list goes on to the Law and the Prophets, first and foremost. Just for the record, Facebook has locked up my acceptance of friends on both pages. They've locked up my ability to share on both pages. They've allowed no new friends for years, friends. They have shut off my ability to live stream. They have continuously accused us of fake news by their CIA-controlled fact-checkers. As a matter of fact, CIA, friends, for those that did not know, control the outlets and the, you know them, or they label or call themselves journalists. They control these journalists that are popular that you and I know. They're controlled by the CIA, just for the record. And the media on a global basis is owned by six corporations. Again, just so you understand as to how this game is being played, and it's not, I shouldn't call it a game, but the fact of the matter is that's how they see it. But what they don't realize is that they're destroying themselves at the end of the day as well. But I want everybody to understand that's why we have sonsoflibertymedia.com set up, because we're being deplatformed left and right by Vimeo, by YouTube, and friends, I'm telling you what, I'm not going to roll over in the face of what's going on here. I'm just telling you that for the record. You go ahead and start trouble with some people, and I'm talking about unwarranted, illegal trouble, and you can go ahead and push them around all that you want, but there's going to be a day where someone's going to stand up, and by the grace of God, I'm going to be that guy, because I'm not going to put up with what hundreds of thousands of men fought, blood, and died and given me through their own sacrifice, namely their lives. Friends, someone died to give us the freedoms that we have, and they mean to take it away from us, and I'm not going to give it to them, okay? Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Romans 12:21 proceeds Romans 13. So go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles every day combating the lies. Go to the social media platform that's available right now. On the right side of the page, go ahead and click up onto Top Chat. If you'd like to go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go down to the bottom right side of the page. You'll find the radio link. We're being broadcasted into 133 cities across the country. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show. So if you're hearing breaks throughout the show, it's because we're on live radio across the country. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries. Okay. Also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Same thing over there, social media platform, whatever it may be. We're on the front page from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time. And on Saturdays, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. Also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, jump onto the Top Chat, and link up with us. We pay attention to the comments. Doesn't mean we can get to all of them. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Listen, I want to play an audio piece for you, and I'm only going to be able to tee it up before this first break here. And this is Dr. Stella Emanuel. She's a medical doctor. We're not going to be able to get to it right now until the other side. She's a medical doctor from Houston who has cured hundreds of her patients with COVID symptoms by using her hydroxychloroquine, right? Hydroxychloroquine, HCQ is the acronym, which was one of the doctors and the group of doctors who went to Washington, D.C. last summer to tell the nation that there was a cure for COVID, which included the older, already FDA-approved drug, hydroxychloroquine, okay? What I'm going to do when I come back, because this, I'm telling you what, she is a feisty fighter. She's a lioness is what she is. And she's another woman, listen to me carefully, another woman to stand up and do what very few men are willing to do. Now, she's kind of hard and a little difficult to understand. I believe she comes from South Africa. But I'll tell you what, man, what a blessing she is to this country. What a blessing she is to the people to tell them what the mainstream media, what Bill Gates, what Anthony Fauci, what the WHO, what the CDC does not want you to know. On the other side of this break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to let her tell you. But listen again, friends, she's a little difficult to understand. It's only a minute long, but I just kind of wanted to tee this up before I play it, because it is incredibly profitable to all of us to take heed to what she's warning us about. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Listen, without further ado, what I want to do is get over to Dr. Stella Emmanuel. She's from South Africa, a little difficult to hear. But again, I want you to hear as to what she's saying. She's asking for an apology right now after she was proven right concerning a study that she had shared with the American people sometime back when this whole pandemic came out. Listen carefully. She's a little difficult to hear, but what she tells us is priceless. Check this out.
I demand an apology from the media. I'm talking about CNN, CNBC, and all their, like, New York Times, and all those people that called me crazy. From Hollywood, I mean, from people that sat around and made videos calling me crazy when I said hydroxychloroquine worked and we should not allow people to die. I'm talking about FDA, CDC, NIH. I'm talking about all of you, my colleagues, the ones that called me names, that threatened to report me to the board and all that stuff because I said hydroxychloroquine works. Now you have all these studies that are saying it works. What about the 500,000 plus people that have died?
That's
who
right.
is going to be responsible for them? Somebody needs to get their behind suit so bad that they will not find a way out of where they'll be locked up, because this is crazy. Even Joe Biden called me crazy. I demand an apology from every single one of you, because when I said the truth, none of you listened. You people laughed at us, you people ridiculed us, you canceled us, and you allowed people to die. Y'all are so, not just, y'all are evil. This is evil, this is wicked. And you know what? Somebody needs to be held accountable for this.
That's exactly right. Folks, we have foreigners coming into America, and I thank God that she is here. And Dr. Stella Emmanuel is saying that the president has called me crazy for telling the people the truth. How many times, how many different ways do we need to share this with you, friends, that doctors are telling you, in stark contrast, in the exact opposite, 180 degrees opposite, concerning the lies that are being thrown and inundated on you on a 24/7 basis? This is just one of a plethora of tens of hundreds of thousands of doctors on a global scale that are countering the narrative that you're getting from the mainstream media, friends. She said, who's going to be accountable for all of these deaths? That's exactly right. I'll tell you what, the people that give themselves to the curse, You know, it was right when George Whitfield, he was an awakening preacher, a great awakening preacher back in the 1700s, that he said that God is either going to be glorified in your salvation, liberation from sin, or he's going to be glorified in your destruction. You better know that's right. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. God is either going to be glorified in your salvation, or he's going to be glorified in your destruction. There is no in-betweenites, right? That's right. Again, put that up against Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, when you get a moment. Now, I want to say this because I want people to also take heed, pay careful attention to the fact that all of these governors, all of these mayors that are being called out by faithful judges that are actually doing their job. Put that up against Judges 2:16, okay? I thank God for good judges. I thank God for good government that are telling, that are educating the American people to the fact that these governors and these mayors and these bureaucrats and these industries and these corporations, I thank God that they're telling us the truth of the matter when it comes to the fact that they're breaking the law. I want you to listen carefully, friends. The courts are telling us that what they're doing is illegal. We've covered this 100 times. Okay? The courts are telling us what these people are doing, what these criminals are doing is illegal. Okay? They're telling us that what they're doing is illegal. The ones that are exposing them are the good judges. The ones that are being exposed are the bad criminal politicians that need to be held accountable. This we all know. But I want you to consider something. Well, the judges are educating the American people due to the fact that, well, when they make reference to the law, they're showing you who the criminals are. So let's call them for who they are and what they are. The governors and the mayors that are violating the law, these are the same people selling you the virus. The ones that are breaking the law are the same ones selling you the vaccination. The same ones that the good judges are exposing for violating the U.S. Constitution are the very ones that are selling you the virus, and they are the very ones that are selling you the vaccination. The lawbreakers. Put that up against Ephesians 4:14. Put it up against 94:20, Psalms. Psalm 94:20. Read it when you get a moment, friends. Lawbreakers are the ones that are telling you about the virus. They're the ones corralling you through forced measures, totalitarian measures, to drive you to take the vaccination. That's another one of those points where you just kind of stop and say to yourself, what else needs to be said? So again, reverting back to Dr. Stella Emanuel, I thank God for these good doctors. And by the way, tomorrow we're going to have a whistleblower, pharmaceutical whistleblower on the radio with us tomorrow, exposing what's going on and the censorship of all of these deaths that are coming out through the vaccinations that these lawbreakers are driving you to. Pfizer, Moderna. Why all this information is being withheld from you, friends, is it's very telling, is it not? Yes, it is. So we're going to have Mia Hahn on with us tomorrow, pharmaceutical whistleblower, and she's going to tell you what I cannot tell you, just like I had Stella Emanuel tell you what I cannot tell you. But I'm just making sure that these people get out there and let you know what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. That's called a faithful witness that delivers souls, friends, and that's what we mean to do here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Now what I want to do is I want to get over to this topic. The Supreme Court wants to decide whether or not police can enter into your home to seize guns. I'm not making this up. This is brand new news. It's very suggestive. I know the purpose of it. I know the reason for it. And the fact of the matter is, friends, what they're doing is completely unconstitutional once again. But they want you to believe that they are above the law somehow. And I'm talking about the Supreme Court. I'm here to tell you that the Supreme Court is not above the law. I'm here to tell you that it's their job, just like civil courts and the civil judges throughout the courts in America are there to play as the referee discovering law and applying law, not creating law, not playing the activist behind the bench as to what you're seeing today. But what's interesting about what I see the Supreme Court doing again, isn't it interesting how they won't check out Section 230 concerning a violation of censorship being used by big tech companies against the people? No, they're just going to leave that alone. Why? Because it works for the agenda. But it's interesting how they always pick and choose as to what works for a global agenda. Has anybody taken the time to notice this? Has anybody taken the time that every day of the week I wake up, and hopefully you do too, and you scan the scene as to what's going on? We're being assailed by this said government from almost every direction imaginable. On a daily basis. These representatives in the United States of America, every single one of them, call them what you will, from the president, from the three branches of government, all the way down to sheriffs, to the military. Folks, are they there magnifying the law against the crime? Or are they magnifying the crime in tearing down the law in hopes of reestablishing and recreating a constitution that looks like a global order? I'm asking you. You're going to have to answer some of these questions if you want to do that. 1-866-582-9933. I want to make clear before we start hitting this topic, we got two segments of this. If this is revised by the courts, where the Supreme Court can come in and say to you that police can now enter into your home to seize guns, you can count on the fact that it will further strip the people from the rights that God has clearly given them on every front. In other words, if they can take away your Second Amendment, you have nothing to enforce the rest of your amendments, do you? Or your God-given rights. Nope. They take that. That's your last stand, Americans, between you and freedom. And now the Supreme Court has taken it upon themselves to commit the act of oligarchy again, where few rule over many, in an overreaching manner, usurping their authority and pretending to be God himself. And I'm not kidding you. This is exactly what these people are doing. Put it up against Isaiah 14. They don't have the authority, nor are they in their scope of authority, to suggest that they can go ahead and begin to rewrite law. And I'm going to cover much of this in just a couple of minutes here, friends. I picked this up because I noticed decades ago, even when I was a worldling, I noticed the courts always like to pick and choose the cases that they make. Way. What they do is they revise it, they tear it down, and then they recreate it. They're revisionists is what they are. And this is what they're attempting to do. They're attempting to revise again the Second Amendment. Folks, they've been chipping away at the Second Amendment far too long. We don't need their misconstrued misinterpretations. We understand when it tells us that the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. That means shall not be violated. Okay? And yet they want to keep coming up to each and every up-and-coming generation, and they want to see how stupid they are, to see what they can throw on the next up-and-comings concerning what they'll subject themselves to. And it's time that the grown-ups in America put a stop to it. We'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House is defending the goal to reopen schools at least one day a week in Biden's first 100 days in office. Press Secretary Jen Psaki is backing the bar and saying it's the floor.
The president wants to not just open schools, he wants them to stay reopened. He wants kids to be back in school learning 5 days a week. He wants everybody, parents to feel safe, teachers to feel safe.
Back in December, Biden said a majority of the schools would be open in the first 100 days of his presidency. House impeachment managers continue to argue that former President Trump did nothing to stop the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagu said Trump told his supporters to save the date so they could stop the steal.
He was telling Americans that their vote had been stolen. And in America, our vote is our voice.
USA Radio News. President Biden says the U.S. will impose sanctions against military leaders in Myanmar in response to the takeover earlier this month there, saying the U.S. was pressing for an immediate return to democracy. 14 Republican attorneys generals are urging President Joe Biden to reconsider his decision to cancel a permit for construction of the Keystone XL crude pipeline, alleging severe economic harm and threatening to take legal action. And regarding all the executive orders signed by President Biden, former White House Chief Economic Counsel Larry Kudlow says,
they want to undo Trump, okay? Trump, unpopular now, I guess, undo Trump. But in undoing Trump, they're undoing some pretty good policies. Forget the man, or whatever you think of him, the policies. The executive orders on immigration is causing chaos in the border.
Kudlow's comments coming there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You know, it's funny. I just got to say this really quick. I'm watching the live feeds right now. It's funny how some of you biblically illiterates are throwing stuff out there. And then when I ask you the question as to confirm your stance in Scripture, all of a sudden you're silent. Don't poison the feeds. Stick to the Word. Stick to the Constitution. We got Diana. We got Beth. We got David. We've got tons of friends over on Top Chat. Don't let these guys poison the feed to their biblical illiteracy, friends. I'm telling you, it's there. And we have to hold them to the Word to keep the conversation that it becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ on so many different fronts. But with that said, friends, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We have the Supreme Court wanting to decide whether or not police can enter your home to seize guns. Again, I'm not making this up. Okay? I want you to keep in mind, friends, this is the same Supreme Court that decided prayer should be no longer a part of school curriculums, and it was involved in the removal of the Ten Commandments. By the way, you never lost the right, just for the record. Just for the record, you never lost the rights. Rights are not taken, friends. They're forfeited. Okay? But I want you to remember, this is the same Supreme Court that committed an oligarchy. 96% of the country stood up and said, leave it alone, Supreme Court. The Supreme Court stood up and said, you know what? We don't need prayer in public schools. We don't need the Ten Commandments. No, of course not. Of course not. We don't need that law that exposes our crimes. This is the most ridiculous thing the American people succumbed to since I can remember, friends. And I wasn't even around back then, just for the record. Okay? But the American people allowed the Supreme Court to come in and say that, we don't want prayer no more. No, we don't want the Ten Commandments, because what we're about to do is going to expose us and see what we're trying to do, saith they, through their actions, Matthew 7:16, is we want to create a world that's at war with God. Not understanding from history that he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. As I said earlier, friends, George Whitefield is right. The Great Awakening of Preacher. And it applies to individuals as much as it does to nations. He's either going to be glorified in our liberation, salvation, or he's going to be glorified in our destruction. There is no in-betweenites. Why do the American people sit around and let the little leaven at the whole lump? I know not. I know not. I don't understand it. The oligarchy was overreaching by the Supreme Court. And they stated, by the way, for the record, the Supreme Court said back in 1963 that the Ten Commandments were not a permissible objective for the kids to study, to meditate upon. Did you know that? This is exactly what the American people put up with. The Supreme Court doesn't have that right. They sit during good behavior. If they're in during bad behavior, they're to be removed just like anybody else in government, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecuted for their crimes, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Hey, folks, since when did they become God? They never have, but the American people put them in that position. And how could that be? Well, we have hirelings all over the United States of America that have been preaching that once the Supreme Court judges are appointed, they're there for life. No, they are not. Where are you getting that from besides the spin doctors, man? It's not true. This is the same Supreme Court, by the way, that decided to sanction the murder of the innocent baby and babies in the womb, and then they called it choice, and the American people took that on. And yet God says he hates hands that shed innocent blood. He said, thou shalt not kill. But the American people said, well, if the Supreme Court said it was a choice, then, well, it must be a choice. I mean, do you see where this is going, friends? Then they decided, the Supreme Court did, to overreach into the affairs of the church and determine what is permissible when it comes to marriage. And then what they do? They redefined marriage. Oh, my goodness. You want to talk about adding insult to injury when it comes to the condemnation and the judgments that you are going to reap if you allow this to continue on. Hebrews 9:27. This is insane. The Supreme Court says, well, we'll take up the issue of marriage. No, there is no issue of marriage. God's already identified. He's already defined marriage between a man and a woman. Well, the Supreme Court comes in and says, you know what? We want to say that men can get married and women can get married. And the American people gave them a pass. And by the way, abortion and homosexuality are the two things that if you look to history, you'll find that they're accepted before that country's destroyed. And the American people, don't blame them for what you're allowing them to do, Americans. They're only doing whatever you let them get away with. In fact, the matter is, I'll check that out in just a moment. I was just going to say that it's amazing what the people won't put up with. And by the way, this just scratches the surface when it comes to these injustices taking up that which they have not been given authority to rule against or for. Because again, the Lord has already decided these issues. Hebrews 17:8. Now, I want to go over to this article concerning the topic because it's important that you understand it. Forbes, again, reported that the Supreme Court will decide whether police can enter a home to seize guns without a warrant. I wonder how many police officers are actually going to obey that edict at this point in the present. Forbes reported that the Supreme Court will decide whether police can enter a home to seize guns without a warrant. What does the Second Amendment tell us, friends? A well-regulated militia, that's me and you, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. We all remember what Samuel Adams, Massachusetts Ratifying Convention, said in 1788. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. So I want want you to see what I came up with, because the first thing I thought of was the TSA. But let me continue on here, and then I'll insert that into this conversation. So Forbes reported that the Supreme Court will now decide whether police can enter a home to seize guns without a warrant. Well, the Fourth Amendment right against warrantless searches of a person's home is a pillar of Americans' constitutional liberties. Of course it is. Before a police officer or any other government official can enter into your home, I'm sorry, representative, they want themselves to be something that they are not. By calling themselves official, right, the representatives, can enter your home, they must show a judge that they have probable cause that they will discover specific evidence of a crime in your home. Okay? That's the Fourth Amendment. However, there is a broader cousin to these exceptions called the community caretaking exception. This is, see how this begins, friends? Just a little leaving at the whole lump. See how they want to get in there and they want to gut the pith and marrow out of your God-given rights? Folks, my kids understand the Bill of Rights. My children understand right from wrong. They don't need an interpretation. The Bible says that a child is the model of heaven, not some grown-up fool that has become a greater reprobate than he's ever been before. We're to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not to dwindle down and grow up in the carnal man. Okay? 2 Peter 3:18. Read that when you get a moment. But listen to what Forbes said, just to add a little leaving to leaving the whole lump. There's a broader cousin to this exception called the community caretaking exception. See this? Just trying to get their foot in the door. It derives from a case in which the police took a gun out of the trunk of an impounded vehicle without first obtaining a warrant. The Supreme Court held that there is a community caretaking exception to the Fourth Amendment. Oh, they have they? So there's a caretaking exception to the Fourth Amendment's warrant requirement because police perform community caretaking functions totally divorced from the detection, investigation, or acquisition of evidence relating to the violation of a criminal statute. The court held, not the law, that police activity in furtherance of these functions does not violate the Fourth Amendment as long as it's executed in a reasonable manner. Do you see what they're doing? They're trying to get you outside of the talking points concerning your God-given rights. There is none. Matter of fact, I've read this before and I'll read it again, especially for the new listener. The preamble to the Bill of Rights, you need to understand that the Bill of Rights are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. But it tells us, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction, misinterpretation, or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive on those that represent we the people clauses should be added, and is extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institutions. There was more restrictions added to government, friends. The purpose of government is to maintain order, to restrain men from sin, to ensure our God-given rights, to condemn the wicked, and to justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. That's all, nothing more and nothing less. For every inch that you allow them to take you a mile, friends. And they keep pecking away. They keep pecking away and they keep warring against our God-given rights until finally we have none left. And that's exactly their end aim, friends. And what we need to do concerning their caretaker, friends, authorities, right? Their cousin to these exceptions called the community caretaking, that the Supreme Court came in and said, you know what, that this is an exception to the Second Amendment to the Fourth Amendment, and this is reasonable, so we're going to let them do this too. No, they're not. I mean, folks, do you realize that in some states, if you protect your home from someone trying to invade, do you realize that if you protect your family from them that are trying to break into your house and kill you, and you defend yourself and you kill them, do you know that in some states that those individuals concerning the family member of who was killed breaking into my house can actually sue me? This is how, this is, folks, this is European. This is arbitrary. let me say it this way. These are some sick-minded globalists, again, that are attempting to tear down the Constitution and recreating their own image. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to bring in the TSA to show you exactly what their end aim is going to be. I'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they speak truth in the faith that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know, it's funny, guys, because as I'm looking, we got some phone calls that we're going to answer here in just a minute. But it's funny because I'm looking at the live feed right now, and it's interesting how some of you people get mad at me for telling you what the government's doing wrong. Then people get mad. What they do is they get mad at me and they say, well, why don't you tell us what we're supposed to do then? Well, let me ask you something. What does the Constitution say? See, if you knew your founding documents, you wouldn't be asking me that question. Now, would you? No, you wouldn't. You understand what the Lord said in Hosea 4:6 when he said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge? Well, there it is, right there. Because when you read the Bill of Rights, it shows you your God-given rights, which shall not be infringed upon, that you're allowing to be infringed upon right now by your said representative government that's limited and has no authority doing it. But if you don't know the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you don't know those answers now, do you? Don't get mad at me for you not taking the time. Dereliction of duty is what comes to my aid, and that's what many people are. And in fact, you get mad at me for telling you what they're doing. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at them. Did you hear that? Don't shoot the messenger. Get mad at those that are violating your rights. Don't get mad at me for telling you the truth of the matter. We got Greg calling in from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
How you doing, Bradley?
I'm doing grand.
Awesome.
I just have some encouraging news to let you guys know. I saw in the message yesterday, it popped up on the internet, that the county that I live here in Indiana is a sanctuary for the Second Amendment.
Amen.
And I thought you'd want to hear that, and I'm very thankful for that. Apparently, this has been going on for about a year, trying to pass this, and the county commissioner, and anything the federal government tries, the rules, regulations, is null and void here.
Amen. Greg, can I just add to this? You didn't need to do that. You know that, right? You've already got the Second Amendment. When we see all these new bills, they're trying to pass another bill to protect the rights that we've already got. We don't have to do that because they don't have a right to usurp or to transgress in the first place. If we get caught up into the courts and what the courts are going to decide, and what happens more than not, the courts are in favor of the agenda of further stripping the American people of their God-given rights. So we must take care when we see these kind of things happen. I'm thankful for that, and I praise God for people that are willing to stand up and do what needs to be done. But again, I'm just here to remind everybody, we didn't have to do that in the first place, but it is good news, Greg, and I do appreciate it, my friend. I really do.
Sure.
Did you want to add something to that?
No, I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. I really enjoy your show, and I praise God that you're a messenger to get this out.
Amen. Well, hey, you know what? I like hearing from you, Greg. I think this is the second time you've called in now, and I do appreciate good news, man. I'm telling you what, sometimes you just get beat down from every direction. Though you overcome, the Bible says to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. I'm telling you what, sometimes, friends, and I know it's my own doing because it counters scripture, but sometimes that plow gets heavy, but the fact of the matter is we don't let it go. So thank you for that call, my friend from Indiana. I truly, truly do appreciate that, and I thank you for the sincerity. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. What say you, my friend? I'm not going to say welcome to the Sons of Liberty because I think, Steve, you're on this radio show as much as I am.
Yeah, sometimes, I guess. I was going to say that the problem is the founders never expected the Supreme Court or any judge to interpret the law. They expected them to obey the law. And you ask any judge and he'll say, I interpret the law. Well, how well would that work if only some drivers interpreted the stop sign and others actually obeyed the stop sign?
That's right. That's right.
You'd have chaos. And so, yeah, I agree with what you guys were just saying, that passing a county ordinance saying that we won't let the federal government violate the law here is kind of sad. I mean, that's really what they're saying. They're saying that, you know, if the federal government or some kind of judge disobeys the law, we won't let them disobey it here.
That's right.
Well, it begs the question of will they or won't they, because I haven't really seen. You know, once the courts started disobeying the law, Congress followed right along, and now you got, you know, this ruling, they were basically saying, do the cops have to obey the laws or not? And now they ruled that they don't.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Steve, I was going to add this, too, to this conversation. I had it in thought earlier, and I was thinking of Edmund Burke. And tell me if this applies to what you're seeing across the country today. This was written a couple hundred years ago, but it's just a quote. He said, representatives will be tyrants by policy, which undermines the Constitution, as we all know. Representatives will be tyrants by policy when what? Subjects are rebels from principle. When you can get the people away from the law and you can dummy them down and you can entertain them out of their freedoms, they're going to let these people do what they want to do, how they do it, when they do it. And the fact of the matter is the American people have nobody but to blame but themselves. Because if we're going to allow these said representatives to act as tyrants from policy and through policy, well, then guess what? The only way that they're going to be able to do that is when we're rebels from the very principles that we're to stand upon. So we get what we've got coming, and that's not what I wish upon this nation. What I care about in this country is that the American people would wake up and hold these people, these said representatives, these tyrants, accountable for their crimes against we the people. I'll give you the last word, Steve.
Well, that was the whole point of the militia, because the individual self-government meant that we enforced the laws ourselves, too.
That's right.
It wasn't hiring full-time law enforcement. It was if somebody came to our house and robbed us, if we couldn't handle them ourselves, our neighbors would come over and help to protect, and the law would be enforced.
Yeah,
you wouldn't allow gangs in your neighborhood that terrorize you.
It's just so insane. When you said that, the first thing I thought of was Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. The purpose of militia is to work with our said representatives in what? Repealing invasion. They're doing just the exact, they're doing the exact opposite today. And what else are they doing? Well, it's not only to repeal invasion, but also to put down insurrection. And the fact of the matter is we're seeing our said representatives create the domestic insurrection, and we're seeing them open the floodgates to illegals coming into the United States of America. So that should come as no surprise as to why the militia is being demonized by the mainstream media and corrupt politicians. Folks, they're operating in a foreign manner, okay? Folks, if our forefathers were sitting here right now, they'd look at our said representatives and our form of government right now and say, that's not at all what we established. Now what is wrong with people that they don't understand what I just said? I've got 2 minutes left, and I want to take this over to the TSA really quick. Because we're talking about the Supreme Court wanting to decide whether or not police can enter your home to seize guns. Baloney. They have no authority to do so whatsoever. I want to give you for an instance real quick. I want you to take a look at the TSA in the airports today, brought about by the U.S. government under the guise of stopping terrorism. Remember what the fourth president of the United States of America said. He said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Okay? All of it was sold to us, the TSA, for our safety, and yet to date, the TSA has not one given case of protecting us from any terror attacks. By the way, does everybody realize that the TSA at the airports, they don't even have to be there? They're appointed there. Do you also know that they are literally violating the Fourth Amendment? Okay, it's a total violation of the Fourth Amendment, the TSA is. What has government gained through the ignorance of the people with the use of terror and the TSA? They've gained a free hand in accusing every American in this country as being a potential terrorist by putting their hands upon us and searching our bags while the borders are left wide open and the mayors across the country then allure illegals into America. Okay? And by the way, did you know that illegals don't even have to produce identifications, Americans? Do you see who this is all aimed at? Your country is literally being handed off, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, under the judgments of God today. Friends, this government overreaching once again is exactly what you're seeing. It's the furtherance of the encroachment upon the people's God-given rights in an attempt to strip them away in hopes that they can revise what our rights plainly mean. So therefore, in conclusion, these injustices, listen to me carefully, have no business whatsoever deciding what the law is and our God-given rights are because they've already been determined by God. Okay? Like corrupt politicians, these judges, again, are to sit during good behavior. Check out Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution, all of you ignorant ones. And I say that to those that are getting angry at me for telling you the truth about how you're being assailed, not by me, but by them. Read Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. And if they fail in doing so, they are also to be impeached, friends, if they're guilty of the crime and prosecuted for their transgressions against we the people. Until you get that in your hearts and your minds and willing to take action, nothing's going to change.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.